Thanks. Parashas Shmos, we have the beginning of the Inyan of the Geula, and something in the very Sheirish of the Inyan of the Geula, I guess before the Inyan of the Geula itself, there's a very important Nekuda. It says that Kadosh Baruch Hu told him, Lech Masafta Zikni Yisrael, Maklam Hashem El Kevasechem Mirei Loi, Al-Kiavim Mitzvig V'yakov Limba, Pikoit Mikati Eschem, Yasa'osu Lecham Mitzrayim. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Megala, he told him, go tell them that Pakud Yifkadati, and tell them that I'm ready to take him out of Mitzrayim. L'chura, so Rashi brings a famous Chazal, that Mikivon she'tayim alem Yishu zeh yishmu l'koy lecha, she'kvar simen zeh mosu b'yodim miyakov v'yosef, she'voloshen zehim nig'olim. Yaakov amlem v'lekim pokad yivkad eschem, Yisrael amlem pokad yivkad lekim eschem. So Rashi brings down the Chazal that it's a simen moslehem that b'zeh loshen they will become nigla. The shaila here is very mefursim that mamshach, if it's a simen that was given over to their children, everybody knew it. And b'melav, everybody knew it, then it wouldn't be a simen anymore. I mean, everybody knew the story of Pabbi Yifkoit. In different Chazal, it's mashma, only Zerach Lasha might have had it, and she would want to say that like that. But B'cholayf, the way Rashi brings the Lashon, that it's a klol, that it seems to be a klolistic mysterious, it's hard to understand. And Ke'ilu, I assume the easy understanding would be that the Pshat is, it's a type of gula, it's a certain Knechen gula, and b'meila, that would be the understanding, when he'll present the gula in a certain way, that'll become the simin that's the right gula. But it needs understanding what is the pakad yifkoid. We also see that he told them about the, that there's going to be gula, and as soon as he came to Pari, and he told him that you have to do the that you have to let them go and so on. Immediately, Paro clamped down on them. So the lashon he says is we oz basel paro l'dam b'shmecha heira la'om azeh v'tila tzalta samecha. So Moshe Rabbeinu was misreading HaKadosh Baruch Hu that it was heira la'om azeh. To which HaKadosh Baruch Hu had is that the obvious believed. But the pattern that it would become worse for them exists. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tainus that by Avraham was different, by Yitzchak was different. So by Avraham Avinu, there was haftachis, and then tachlis, in the end of the day, the haftachis didn't seem to come true. It's easier to learn over there pshat in that was nisayin emuna. Remember what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, he promised the other something. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not seem to, the kiyum didn't seem to come. And it was Nisayin of Amuna. It makes sense that the Nisayin would be Nisayin of Amuna. These were the others, they were laying the foundation for Klal Yisrael, and they would come across all sorts of aftachis, and it would seem as if it's not Niskayim, they'd have to keep on being believing. That makes a lot more sense for the others. Over here, it's after that already. HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised the Avis, Kleisel went into Golos, there was a kiyum already of the Golos part of Yisrael Psarim. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to be goyel them, why in the world is he starting again why is HaKadosh Baruch Hu teasing them and then letting them drop? If somebody is very strong in Amuna, Avraham Avinu was very strong in Amuna. He came to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, okay, I'm going to test your Amuna now. So that we understand the Hamshachat Varim. By the people of Mitzrayim, they were in the lowest madrega. They were already cut off, like it says in the Rambam, the Oyv Levadizara. Now it's time to beguile them. So as soon as you give them a flicker of hope, why do you dash it again? It doesn't really fit in the pattern as why Kadosh Baruch Hu would test the Amunah. The others were big Maiminim. They came to Amunah themselves. So now, on the big Maimin, we're testing their Amunah. But here, what's the chance we're testing? What are we testing? I mean, they were Oyv Levadizara. They were completely involved with the Mitzrayim, except for the one Madrega, or whatever it is. And what are you teasing them and then dropping it? That's hard to understand over here in the Inyan of the Vlom HaRaisa. But it seems to be a pattern, as if it has to be get worse, and only then does the Gula come. A third Nikuda. The Mahaloch of Yitzias Mitzrayim, the Moifsim that he set down for him were three Moifsim. And these Moifsim were supposed to show the Paroi, the Nochash, the Tsaras, and the Dam. That was Ki'ilu, the Seder Isis. Now, the Seder Isis is a strange Seder. The Nochash is kind of a Nochash, a power of Moshe Rabbeinu. So Moshe Rabbeinu came, and as soon as they saw Nochash, they ran away from it, and he was very, very, you know, frightened by it. So there we have where the Nochash becomes a nace, a moifis, to prove Moshe Rabbeinu. One. Then it says the dam was the second one. The putting his hand into the cake and came out Saras, first of all, it's an ois against Moshe. It's Ki'ilu, he says that he's punishing Moshe, you know, why, but why he spoke with Shahara, whatever. And it's not the ois that he demonstrated to Paro. What he clearly demonstrated to Paro was the Nochash and then the Dam. The putting the hand in, and it doesn't say that he demonstrated to him. So there seems to be a pattern in the Moifsim as well. A good Moifis, the Nochash kind of attacked the Mitzrim, so it was kind of a positive power of Klal Yisrael. The nace of the Moifis of the Dam was also Klal Yisrael's Moifis. That's the second one. The middle one seemed to be against Klal Yisrael. So you also have the pattern of one for Klal Yisrael, one against Klal Yisrael, and that. So let's take a look at something of the Chazal over here, Darshant. There's two Chazal, both of them say the same Inyan in different places. One is by us, it's in the Shir Shirim, but it's referring to us, and then there's one by Rus. It says, Deim Adoidi Litzvi, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is like a tzvi, like a deer. And ma tzvi ze nira v'chayze v'nichse, nira v'chayze v'nichse. The derech of a tzvi is to appear, to disappear, and to reappear. Kach, goyel harishon nira v'nichse v'chayze v'nira. The goyel rishon of Klal Yisrael appears, disappears, and reappears again. And then it says, Kach goyel ha'achrein, it brings rise from the Psukim Daniel that something happens, disappears, and rehappens again. So there's like a tkuf in the middle that is nichse, and there's a question how many days, 45 days, and so on. And it's a difficult tkufa. The same thing you find by Boaz, where in his interaction with Rus, who is the mother of the goyel ha'achrein, it says Matesha mitzara kaitzrim. She sat down on the side of the kaitzrim. In other words, first of all, she was active. He told her, Goishi haloim, come over. Hayom laboyaz le'eis ha'ichol goishi haloim. Why don't you come over? And Chazal said that's the skin of Malchus. And then it says Matesha mitzara kaitzrim. Shasido malchusoy litzad min l'shah. Malchus of David is going to disappear for a short kufa. Shenema, it says, "Masaftas kol agoyim al shayim la melchama v'nukud ha'ir." Yitzpad lo kali, After she sat down and kind of retired, he gave her the kali. She has seed the lachsabli, that the malchus will come back. And then again, the brechim from Levi Dasi, Gigol Rishon Kachol Achren, Magol Rishon Nigla v'Chazav Nichsemem. Just like Moshe Rabbeinu was Nigla and Chazav Nichse, so to Goel Achren. And Chazal Darshan, like it says, Vayivku es Moshe ves Aaron, what is 3 months, 6 months, 45 days, whatever it is. Al Kapanim, there seems to be a pattern Chazal over here that Goel Rishon and Goel Achren knows the pattern of Geula is that there will be a Goel and disappear and reappear again. Another place where you see it in a similar thing is the Mashal by, in the very beginning of Megillah, it says that there was a lot of unclarity as to when the Geula from Bayis Rishon to Bayis Sheni will be. And it says Daniel made a mistake, Mordechai made a mistake, different big people made mistakes. And finally, one Pasuk, One mistake, the Gemara says, that mistake was really because it was 70 years from the Golos, first Golos, there would be a Pekida. And then, a Tkufa later, from the time that they actually left it, not when the Melech left, there would be the 70 years of rebuilding. So there's a Nekuda of a Pekida, meaning there's some sort of hysterus, and Chazal mentioned that Kairos wrote a letter, why don't you guys go and build a base of Mikdash, and then he froze it. So that's called a Pekida, and then there's a Kisui, and then again a Gula. So there's an intrinsic pattern in the Pekida, and the Gula, and the Pekida, that there is that type of Mahalach. And the shaila is why. It's hard, like we said before, it's hard to pin it down just as a nisayon of Amuna. It's true that it is a nisayon, but it always seems to be at the hardest moment. You're not talking about when things are good and you're testing somebody to see how good he could be. You're actually taking a person when he's a shkala darga, he's waiting for gula, you give him a tease of it, and then it's gone. What's the pshat? So let's try to understand. It's an akuda, which in a sense is a hashlama to things we spoke about last week. It's a step further of the inyan. The Gemara says, on the one hand, it says that Bia Rishayin is called Bias Mitzvah, because an Isha is Kairis Bris only with the one that made her into a Kli. On the other hand, Chazal say that an Isha is not Mis'aber B'Bia Rishayin. And whether it's because the Metzias, because it's Psulim or whatever, but it says that they're not Mitzvah, except for a rare exception. So what's the Pshat in that Metzias? There's a Metzias of the Chashivas of Bia Rishayna. On the other hand, she's not Mitzvah of Bia Rishayna. How do you explain both facets of the same Maisa? So the Teretz is like this. Things, there are inyanim that only can happen when something is a kli kibble for something else. To be a kli kibble for something else, you need a certain hishtoikikus for it. And if there's no hishtoikikus for it, you don't become a kli kibble for it. For instance, if I ask you to... if I ask you to, would you be interested in a certain food? I tell you the name of something that you never heard of. So you rightfully say, no, you don't know what it is. You certainly might be curious to try. You know, the motivation might be one of curiosity, but there's no motivation that I'm chalashing for that. So what I need to do is, I need to give you a taste of it first. If the taste is good, then it creates a tshuka for it. It creates a craving, a desire for it. And then the next time it comes in with a cheshik. a person cannot eat things. If a person does not have an appetite for something, his mouth is dry, and his kelim don't open up to be mekabelit. If somebody wants something, the Gemara says also Megillah Rafchol Sumi Ika, that a person, even if he's full, can eat a lot of sweet things because there's a craving for it. So when a person is eating the meat or the potatoes, he's full, he's stuffed. That's because in the kli kibbul, for that type of food, it's finished. And then when you tempt him with something sweet, all of a sudden the new kli kibbul opens up. So chishik, shuka, are what create, are the kli. They don't create the kli, they are the kli to be mekabel whatever's there. So Lamashal, let's say I want to teach somebody, very typical, I want to teach somebody science. So if I start off with the dry laws of it, there's no kli kibbul in the person, and the person has no cheshek to learn it, and it's very hard to push something down when there's bitzim no yishtaykikus, there's no cheshek for it. So what I do is, I show them all sorts of very cute things about chesed, I show them a rocket ship flying off, and the person is very dispelled from it. And then I say, well, if you want to understand how this works, we have to explain this, this, and this. So what I try to do is create a certain level of shuka by giving the person the time of it. Once he gets that shuka, then he gets becomes a kli kibbul for it. So things that are not innate to a person, things that don't, that the person doesn't have a kli kibbul for it, I need to create, I need to do the maisa once to get a kli kibbul for it. And then once I am mishtekik for it, once I like it, once I desire it, now I'm a kli kibbul for it. So you have beer shayna lamashal. There cannot be a shtekikus if you never had a tam beer before. She's not a kli for it yet. So that's why, on the one hand, there's no ibur from the kli, from beer shayna, because there can't be a klita. It doesn't become absorbed from beer shayna, because unless you're a kli to start with, There's no makom in the full sense that we're talking about the teichin of it. There is no way in which it can become, it comes absorbed, and then the second time round is now that I have a tam of it, I can be mishtekik for it. If I'm mishtekik for it, I'm a kli, and now it can absorb whatever it is that's being put into it. So the mahalach of Birishayin, on the one hand, being called Oisais or Kli, and on the other hand, Enemis Aber, is one and the same. It's the mile of it, it is because until that point, it was lacking something. It was lacking the tam of it. In the Mela, there was no Cheshik, no Chuka, and it could not become a Kli for it. And then it would become a Kli for it, and you could be Chal the bigger yadim. That is a pattern in all of Ruchnius. Last week we spoke about the fact that everything leaves a reshim in it. What we're saying now goes one step further. The reshim that's left in it actually becomes the kli kibbul for it. When you tasted that food the time, and the impression that you left with it is, oh, it's great, that feeling becomes the kli kibbul, the Rafael of Sumika, for the second time round. There's a Chazal, in Shabbos, towards the end of Shabbos, there's a list of things that Abaya's mother taught him. And it says, Amali Aim, Hayanuka Delay Mayats, a baby that's not suckling. So it says, Puve the Karle. Its mouth is cold, and you have to warm up the mouth in order to get it going. So it says an eitzah to take something warm, put it against the mouth. In other words, a child needs to eat. It's not shaykh that the child is if the child's not eager at all, that he's not hungry. But he's not anticipating. In order to nurse milk, you need to suck at it. And if you don't anticipate it, you're not going to suck on it. So therefore, we suck. we have to start the process. So the process gets started when you put something warm against it, and it's able to start the process. The Kali Yisrael could not be mekabel Torah because it was bitter to them. They didn't have a taste for it. The Kadosh Baruch Hu could not land on them Tayag Mitzvahs because they were not in the mood to absorb Tayag Mitzvahs. So Kadosh Baruch Hu gave them a taste of Mitzvahs. He gave them a little taste of all the facets of Torah that opened up their ability to absorb what would come afterwards. So the Keres HaBriya on his Chalik in three stages. You have the situation where you are given something. The Bir Rishayna, that itself is not productive because you were not ready for it, because you're not a Kli Kibul. And then you have a second phase, which is a phase of withdrawal, and then the person now is mishtaking for it. And then you have a third phase where you have a chibur now between something that's mishtaking for something else and something else that is filling its mishtakikus. That is the ultimate pattern, the grand pattern in the Bria. Certainly, that's the pattern in Gula. First of all, Marshall, let's see in some other places. It says, Ilmole Shami Yisrael Shnei Shabrosais. It would be Nigolin. The Gula would come. Why Shnei Shabrosais? So the Welt says, Tzadik says it, Ein Adoyma Shabbos that had a week before or Shabbos that didn't have a week before. Meaning, a person who's working all week and the Shabbos lands on him, a Baal Tshuva, the first time he sees a Shabbos, there was no Mishtekikus for it. You can't be Mishtekik for something that you don't have any feel for, understanding for. When you get it, but there was no anticipation of it. So you need to have a Shabbos to give you a taste of Shabbos. Then Shabbos withdraws, Shabbos is gone, and then you spend an entire week anticipating the next Shabbos, so the next Shabbos lands as an anticipated Shabbos. That's Geula. So it's the same pattern of creating a feeling or a taste for something. So even if the thing itself was wasted, just like Lamashal, if you have a particularly stubborn child, and you try to feed him a new food, so you stuff something into his mouth, he reflexively spits it out, but the taste is left, and all of a sudden he likes it, and he starts sticking out his tongue for more of it. That's exactly the pattern of it. The first one always has an element of Bal Karchai. You can't be absorbing it because you didn't anticipate it, you weren't waiting for it, you didn't ask for it. When that's gone, though, now anticipation sets in, and the second one you get with the Cheshik. It's true in the Bria, and it's specifically true in the Yarim of Geula. Like it says, the Metzius of Geula is, it says, the Gemara says, that Klal Yisrael was Moyes in three things. It was Moyes in Mashiach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Beis HaMikdash, and it will not come back until Klal Yisrael will not desire it again. So the the Klal Yisrael needs to desire something in order to get it. Geula means that it's an akuda that belongs rightfully to Klal Yisrael, and we lost it, and then we re-get it. So the losing it is there in order that we anticipate it. And Memela, you re-get it. The Kida is something. So in the Mahalchim of Geula, the big Mahalchim of Geula, the Moshe by Yitzias Mitzrayim. So it says, the Rambam says, "Kumaat nishkin ha'ikar golazeh," that the emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu had just about disappeared from Klal Yisrael in that tkufa. So Klal Yisrael had just about forgotten all of emunah, and anything that was there mitzad Hashemesh and Klal Yisrael had disappeared to kumat nothingness. That was the metzias of Klal Yisrael at the time of the Geula. There could not be any Geula at that stage. Geula can't land on nothingness. So what we needed to do first was to reawaken a sense of missing something, and then you could have the Geula. The Geula can only come when there's some anticipation. So the first thing was HaKadosh Baruch Hu, both in here, and we spoke about it's what happened by his Rishon and by his Sheni. The first Pkida is where HaKadosh Baruch Hu reminds you of what's there. HaKadosh Baruch Hu stimulates Klal Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu teases Klal Yisrael. So there seems to be Kairish writes a letter. He says, Rabbi Yisrael, start rebuilding Beis HaMikdash. That is a stimulant to Klal Yisrael. That's not the Geula, because a Geula can't land when there was no Makom Kibul fit in Klal Yisrael. And the Nela, that creates an anticipation, and it disappears. That's, so to speak, the Bir Rishayna Kaviyachol, that gives us a feeling for something, but that itself can't be Moilin anything, because it came on barren soil. There wasn't anything in Klal Yisrael waiting for the Geula. They were gone, in a sense. Now that they have what to anticipate, there's a Makom to get it. I'd heard it from one of the Gedolei Achronim. I think I saw it in an earlier place. It says by the Mon that how did people do chesed with each other? Lemaisa, everybody had Mon as much as they needed, not more than that. So I saw it in one place, and then I heard earlier say it, that you couldn't just say the words, you want the Mon to taste like chocolate cake, if you never tasted chocolate for your life. It was the timing that you had in you that you were able, you could imagine the time and have that be the time of the month. So Lemaisa, when Klal Yisrael, the people who had never tasted anything good, they were stuck to bread and butter. The Ashirim, who had memories of good timing, they could feel those times, they could share it with somebody else, and the male, the other person had that time. The pshat is, you could not have something if you didn't have a time for it. So every single geula came with a pekida to start with, and the purpose of that was to awaken Klal Yisrael, and now at least they would have a memory of something. Like when we spoke last week about the ration that something left, the memory would awaken the ration for something, and then the person would miss it. Just like a person who's lost a close one. So you don't have it. I mean, there's an impression that it leaves on you, but you don't walk around with it day in, day out. When something stimulates the memory, you once again miss whatever it was, the person, and so on. So that's the first kida. And then there's a lull, so to speak, and then the gula has what to land on. That's the pshat. Simen zeh masalahem, that there was a simen as to what geula would be. It's not simply the magical words of pakod yifkod. The Maral says it in Gvuris, that the reason why it's a kefil lashon is in order to bring out the two parts. Geula is a two-phase geula. There's a double meaning to it. All of the oisius that Chazal say are shaykh to geula, that Rashi brings, are the double oisius in the aleph days. These double oisius mean they can only come if there's been oisis beforehand. Every single ois can start a word. The oisis of kiman sepach can only finish a word. In other words, the oimek of it is, there are letters that can only become, if there's a word waiting for a gemar, those letters can fill it in. That's the mahus of man sepach. That it's shayach only as an end to a letter. It's extraordinary how Chazal gave us over this understanding in the way they explain it. The Gemara says that man sepach neviim yastum. Man sepach are letters that the neviim invented. So Chazal say it's impossible. You can't do the kibbutz mechadish nava. So Chazal say shachum v'chazur v'yastum. In man sepach were letters that we had. It's a Mesinai. We lost it and they reinvented it, which is very hard to understand. Mela Targum, it says that Unklus was Shachum V'chazur V'yastum. So it makes sense. Targum, we forgot a lot of it, and Unklus put it back together again. Good. But I mean, how exactly is Sefer Torah, the Oisis, I mean, these Oisis that had to be written there. But I love what the Pshuta Shul Mikra is of what Chazal is saying. But the Teichin is certain like that. Oisis Kiman Sepach have the same Mahalach as the Gula. They were given, they were forgotten, they were withdrawn, and given again. These are oisias that can only come when a word is demands it. You have aleph and a resh, and the aleph and resh needs the tzaddik to finish it. That's a tzaddik seifis. So the tchuna of these five letters are letters that every letter can start a process. These letters can only finish a process. That's geula, and b'meila every pekida v'geula needs a double pekida. Pakod Yifkod means the Kadosh Baruch Hu will be Mizgala and Nichse and Mizgala again. That is the process of real Geula. And that's the Pshat in the Sibim Masalem, not the words, but only a real Goyel. The false Mashiachim always come along and they say they are the Geula. That's the craving of a false Mashiach is, okay, Rabbi Yisai, you've been waiting for me, I'm here. That's the one way or another, whether it's a person, whether it's a certain emunah. The idea that a geula is a taste of a Kadosh Baruch Hu and a yearning for a Kadosh Baruch Hu and then a final geula, that's something that is only shayach to the real Goalim. And that's why Goel Achrin, you have Mashiach ben Yosef, Mashiach ben David, there's a taste of geula, a withdrawal, so that we start yearning for Gula, and then a final Gula. That is the process of Gula. That's why the three oises were also like that. There was one ois of the Nachash, which was meant for Pari. That's the Pchinas Gula. The second ois of the Tzaras was a withdrawal. A Metzaira is somebody who's meruchik from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A Metzaira is somebody, it was an ois, so to speak, against Moshe. It was a sign Moshe had done wrong. And then you have the third one, you have the Dam again. Same halach. You have the giving, you have the withdrawing, and then you have the giving again. It's one of the things that mitzvah the Hagashim, mitzvah the Regesh Nafshi, all Shavasim and Toivim, there seems to be a stira as to what's more important, the night or the day. Halachically, Kavan HaYom is not. If a person has something very good, he should save it for the daytime. In the Sfarim of the Kavanis, the Kavanis HaRizal, the Kavanis are all focused on the Musaf. On the Musafim of Tashavis and Tom, that's where the great events of his alus, that is not Shabbos Shabbos Yontif, happen specifically at Musaf Tfilas, and that's where all the Kavanas are given. On the other hand, if Friday night is when Klal Yisrael is called Tala, there's a lot there that is, it has a certain Shivas, it's Kedushas Hayoim. The Yom is Niskadish at night. Kiddush is a nighttime thing. And mitzad the piyutim, and mitzad the regesh, there's something there at night that's not there in the daytime. How do you explain the role of the night versus the day? What's the what is each the facet of each part of Shabbos Yontif? The Teretz is Friday night is when we speak about Klal Yisrael and Shabbos as being a kala. In other words, giving Klal Yisrael a taste of it, so to speak. The kala, it says they used to stand. I used to be Mr. Atif from Friday night. It would stand and anticipate the Abayis, stand and anticipate Shabbos. Friday evening, anticipate Shabbos. Kala's miloshen klois hanefesh. It says by yichula shemayim they darshu miloshen klois hanefesh. Friday night is when we have a taste of something ruchni that gives us the desire for Shabbos. So the fulfillment of Shabbos, the etzem mitzias of Shabbos is stronger in the day, specifically by Musaf. The building anticipation in a person, giving him a taste of Kedusha, so that he's looking forward to something, that happens at night specifically. That's a balance between those two inyanim. So we spoke about the inyan of Geula, and Geula comes with a double layer. It's a cholistic pattern, the Bria, and it certainly is shayach to a person as such. And especially since much of our initial hisayrus always comes from outside. Most of the time, it's ad yara lana ruach mimarim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu bestows upon us the ruach. Somebody arouses a person, somebody stimulates a person, a cheshek v'ruchnius. We all of a sudden had an extraordinary ruchnistic experience. Those are all inyanim that are the first step for a person into a world of ruchnius. Obviously, that's no one starts not without any cheshek and grows to become a big person. So you need something to arouse in a person, a cheshek, to do it. But that itself is not, that's not ruchnius because it wasn't niklat in the person. If a person wasn't ready for ruchnius, and he has a shmooze that somehow turns him on, he has a beautiful niggin, he has a tragedy, he lives through something that's uplifting or traumatic, those events cannot be molded anything. Because the person wasn't prepared to be molded anything. And there always has to come a period of Hester that its purpose is that the person be mishtukik for it. That the person anticipate. A person who's not learning well, and he never learned well. It's very hard to convince him to learn well because either he thinks it can't be enjoyable, or he thinks that he's not shy to it. But if a person had one good experience learning, he's looking to reclaim that experience. A person who had a tekufa of his alus in his life, and which is again the case for almost everybody, the certain tekufa of life when a person doesn't have the tirdus or shibudim of later life, the person can have very profound ruchnistic experiences. The fact that the rest of his life he may yearn for it. It's not, that's the kisui before the final geula. Yearning for something is a very, very important part of actually having it. Those things that came to us, the unanticipated, undesired, not craved for, have a minimal level of how much we can absorb them. Just like a child who's puckered up his lips and he's tightly holding his mouth, and Bal Karcha, you push a piece of food down, all that will be left is a taste, because the child wasn't ready to digest it yet. But now that he knows the taste of it, and he yearns for it, and he's salivating for that, so the next time there will be a piece of food, he's going to have the kale to digest it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives each and every person who's in a situation where he is yearning for ruchnius, it started because something was pushed on him. And unexpected. That is the Pekida Rishayna. And the Emes HaGoyel says it's not going to last. The real Geula is Ma Goyel Rishon, is not Tzvi, is Nizgala, V'nichse, V'chayzev Nizgala, so to Goyel Rishon, so to Goyel Achrin. That is the Kadosh Baruch Hu's Deime Doidi L'Tzvi. Kadosh Baruch Hu is like a deer. And Chazal add more to that. Chazal say a deer appears, disappears, reappears. Disappears, reappears, disappears, reappears. The Kadosh Baruch Hu is not something you can catch, nail down, and keep it forever. It's like chasing a deer. Here you see him, here you don't. Here you see him, here you don't. As a person's nis'ala, it's a continuous process. Doime doidi l'tzvi aleif ha'yolam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not something you can frame, stuff, and hang up on a wall. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is something that's always a step ahead. And what keeps you going is because you caught a glimpse, and then you lost it. And then when you chase real hard, you catch another glimpse much further up the hill, and it disappears again. That's Aliyah and Ruchnius. It's an ongoing series that Tzvi keeps appearing, disappearing, and reappearing. That's everybody's personal element of Ruchnius, and that's Klal Yisrael's Geula. Klal Yisrael goes through a tekufa where HaKadosh Baruch Hu bestows upon them a tremendous Ha'aris upon him, and once we have a taste of it, it kind of disappears, and it's not even the sign. It's the shot. Okay, now you're in for it. You know what it was like. You know what it could be like, and when it reappears, that's Goel Achren. It's the story of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a Tzvi, for each person as a Yochid. It's a story of the Gulas Rishonis, both in Mitzrayim and in Bavel, and it's the story of the Goel Achren. The Goel Achren will come. Kleisel will have had a full start, and we don't know what that is. We're talking about layers of thousands of years, and a disappearance where Kleisel is living with the yearning that they had from the first taste, and then finally on the top of that yearning is the makom for Gula Achren and Tvichal. Gula Achren, yes.